Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pulse Pods. It's your favorite podcast host, DJ El Pablo. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Pulse Pods. It's your favorite podcast host, DJ El Pablo, once again. And I hope you have enjoyed the podcast episode so far. And I believe that, you know, we still have a lot to give you. We have a lot that we are putting out for you to really gain something new in this season that we're in, right? And I hope you enjoyed the last episode we released about, you know, looking ahead. And I hope you started to put your plans in place. And I hope you started to put those things, put in the work. I hope you started to protect your plans. I hope you started to pray to God about, you know, all the achievements you want to achieve or you want to bring to fruition in the year 2024. But there's a trend, there's a syndrome. That's what we'll call it. A syndrome that has plagued Nigeria. That has plagued Nigeria for a long time. This has been happening for years and years. And it has been turned to a Nigerian slang. And it's called the Jackpot Syndrome. That's what we'll call it. So this episode is Jackpot Syndrome Part 1. Jackpot as in J-A-P-A. We're going to talk about the Jackpot Syndrome in a mini-series in this podcast. And this Jackpot Syndrome is a phenomenon in which young Nigerians seek opportunities abroad, and it offers a complex narrative influenced by an intricate interplay of economic, cultural, social, and security factors. So many factors that makes this phenomenon become a reality for young Nigerians, particularly. Jackpot Syndrome. Yeah. So let's talk about a fun fact about Jackpot Syndrome. Jackpot Syndrome is a Yoruba term or slang, and it has been loosely translated to as to run away or to escape. You know, over time, the term has found its way into the Nigerian slang, and it has become a colloquial expression used to convey the idea of a swift and evasive action. You know, some may say that Jackpot has been popular for a long, long time, and it has become more popular in mainstream media and more notably in Nigerian pop culture. It has extended beyond the shores of Nigeria and over to those in diaspora. You know, let's talk about Jackpot Syndrome in Nigeria proper. It has been on for a very long time, and it has plagued the nation due to so many factors. It actually is the massive exodus. That's what it means. The massive exodus of young people from Nigeria in search of greener pastures, in quotes, right? Greener pastures abroad, be it in Europe, America, and other countries, you know. Jackpot Syndrome has also been referred to as brain drain from Nigeria, right? This has been occurring for a long, long time. It has been occurring in waves since the late 1980s to the early 1990s. This trend was initially restricted to certain professions, but as of now, it has become versatile with so many visa programs in order to fill labor shortages in developed countries like the UK, the Americas, and Canada, among others. Well, according to a certain professor on Channels Television, which is a Nigerian television station, in October 2023, the professor said that Jackpot Syndrome is a passive term that seems to be like a grand plan to depopulate Nigeria of assets that they have invested in and that are capable of revolutionizing it. You know, Jakpa syndrome has become more more like a grand plan for most young people and professionals. He also said that the situation is really scary, and it is leading to the term that, you know, he said he just found out as brain drain, which I just stated earlier. So think about the massive migration of doctors from Nigeria, you know, IT and fintech specialists and professionals to other countries who are judiciously maximizing their skills and expertise. That is brain drain. Now, Jakpa is now studied as a concept, and basically there are loads of articles out there in journals also to support this research. You know, even the NIDCOM, Nigerians in Diaspora Commission chairman and CEO Abike Dabiri Erewa said recently that migration cannot be stopped, and there are also so many factors that increase the likelihood of Jakpaing, and they include security, political instability, education, the economy, and climatic factors. Let's talk about security. Citizens generally do not feel safe in Nigeria. Let's think about terrorism, kidnapping, massive killings, and village massacres, and the high rate of crime and insecurity, just to name but a few. These and a few more examples are the major reasons why Nigerians relocate. They believe that there are better security services where they find greener pastures, right? So, but just a bit of stat here. Nigeria ranks 144th. According to the 2023 Global Peace Index, out of 163 countries. I saw this on datafight.com, data as in datapahyte.com. The stats and the details are there, and I will tell you some of the things that have been iterated due to the amount of data collected and analyzed. One of them is economic insecurity, arising particularly from unemployment, which is a common theme as a young university graduate who just left, who is not even guaranteed a job after youth service, which is a mandatory service for 1 year in Nigeria. So you're kind of left in limbo. You know, some comments on social media iterated that first-class graduates or master's degree holders cannot even secure good-paying jobs. Sometimes, employers would treat you badly. Other people also concluded that they do not even see a potential in the economy, as it offers them a bleak career prospect. You know, so speaking about the economy, economic challenges are one of the primary reasons behind Jakpa syndrome, and it is persistently challenging in Nigeria. You know, high unemployment rates, inflation, and limited access to quality education, healthcare, and basic amenities like electricity and the likes are the driving forces of Jakpa syndrome. Now, political instability is another contributing factor. The unrest, corruption, insecurity that has eroded the confidence in the Nigerian government and its institutions motivates the citizens to move elsewhere. Many citizens have cited the 2019 re-election of the president at the time and the election of the current president as their main reasons for leaving the country. They don't trust both presidents and would rather leave the country. Some of the other causes of the brain drain include mass unemployment, as I stated earlier, poor salaries, poor working conditions, poverty, religious crisis, currently ongoing, reference to Plateau State, the massive massacre in Plateau State, communal crisis, which has always existed in time. I mean, one of the examples I could give about this whole communal crisis and more like riots and stuff happened in, I think, 2002, when we drove through the Jos crisis, the religious crisis that went on in Jos at that time when we were passing through, coming from the northern part, coming from Plateau State, no, coming from Yobe State, yeah, through Gombe and Bauchi and all those places, and we just met the religious crisis. We kind of drove through, and it was a painful sight to behold, driving through the riot in military convoy and all of that. So, yeah, communal crisis and political crisis, as the case may be. Education is another factor we can talk about. Living, studying, and working in England a few years back, I can tell you for a fact that there is a stark difference between what is in Nigeria versus what is in England with regards to education and educational standard. And that's what, you know, for me, that was a shock, right? You know, moving from, you know, studying in University of Abuja to England, and studying there was a rude culture shock for me. For example, the education system in England, it is much shorter and more compact, so much so that you need to go through a foundation course to be able to be ingrained into the system. This is what I'm talking about is about 10 years ago. I don't know about now, but I know for a fact that back then you'd have to go through like a 6 months to 1 to 9 month foundation course to be able to be ingrained into the system. But then it takes about 3 years to go through university on average. And that's it. 3 years and you're done. In Nigeria, 4 years on average. There are some courses that take up to 5 years. There are others that take up to 6 years. There are others that take up to 7 years, if the case may be. And sometimes, if you add the strike, the ASUU strike, we're talking about an average of 5 to 7 years for anybody who goes into university for a four-year course. But the system works, and the education system contributes to the economy. I'm talking about the system in the Western culture, especially in England and in Europe. You know, if you've listened to one of the episodes in one of my podcasts, in season one, one of my podcast episodes, you have heard an episode titled 2010-20 about the Lekki Toll Gate massacre, and you would have a perfect example of what will make Nigerians to want to Jakba, where they feel safe to live and live their lives in peace. You know, I can go on and on basically talking about most of the things that would make the citizens migrate to other countries, and we would not even exhaust the list. But one more we could consider in this situation is the climate, but I don't think that is the most mitigating factor to remaining in Nigeria. We can also talk about climatic factors. Yeah, living in different countries with better climatic conditions can contribute to the reasons why people will want to leave, right? But I can assure you that a lot of people have been influenced by social media posts online. For someone who moves to Russia, it is extremely cold in the winter months, right? What about Canada, for example? It is usually snowy for 6 months at a time, and in most of the northern parts of the country. In England or in the UK, comparably, there are certain regions where the weather is fair, but we're talking about really cold winter months in Scotland. And that's for another episode if we're going to talk about it, because that's part of the whole Jakba syndrome and all. But I'm just giving you a snippet. But I'm going to talk about a sector of the economy that we haven't touched, and that's the health sector. You know, medical doctors have often cited poor working conditions and more often than not, low pay, right? Which is one of the things, one of the reasons why they leave, low pay. You know, in the last couple of years, doctors and medical practitioners have gone on strike many times, multiple times. Historically, it's been the same for years, and the strikes have been unending. Now, the brain drain medical doctors and medical practitioners have left Nigeria. Like the reason, part of the brain drain is the medical doctors and the medical practitioners leaving Nigeria to move to the UK, the USA, and Canada, mostly because of the opportunities for career progression and improved quality of life. One of the pull factors is better working conditions and amazing facilities. With increased demand to fill up labor gaps or demands in the health sectors of the countries that they are emigrating to. Now, we talked about the medical doctors leaving, but we're talking, let's talk about the health sector as an advantage, as another advantage to leaving in other countries other than Nigeria. You know, we're talking about one of the perks of being more like a resident, a permanent resident or a citizen of certain countries is your access to health care amenities. These are things that, you know, make it easy for you to be able to deal with situations and all of that. So Jakba syndrome has been in existence, like I said, since the 1980s, and it has been happening in waves and waves. As the governments of the day changes, people tend to find ways to leave, either to go study or to go work and all of that. And that is one thing that has really plagued the nation, as I said. And it is very important that you know why you're going to wherever you're going. Right? You don't just go blindly. So that's what we're going to talk about in part two of the Jakba syndrome, basically. Now that you have planned to leave, what is the next step? What are you doing? Right? So, I just want to thank you. This is more like an introduction to Jakba syndrome series, which are going to start. And we might also have guests along the line. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much for following through to the end of this episode. I hope you've learned something new. And I hope you've been able to build capacity with listening to this episode. God bless your heart as you progress with your plans for the year 2024. And see you on the next one.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey today on Paul's Pods. We hope you found valuable insight and inspiration that resonates with your quest for meaning and purpose. But our journey doesn't end here. To stay connected with us and be a part of our vibrant community, make sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, or X as the case may be, and Facebook at Paul's Pods. Further details can be found in our Linktree site. Also, share the wisdom you've gained from this episode with your friends and family. Together, we can inspire and empower more people to embark on their own path towards a life filled with meaning and purpose. If you've been profoundly moved by our discussions and would like to support the podcast, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon page. Your support enables us to continue bringing you thought-provoking content and explore even deeper depths of the spiritual and human experience. And finally, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Paul's Pods on your favorite podcast platform so you never have to miss an episode. Your continued presence and engagement mean the world to us. Until next time. Keep seeking, keep sharing, and keep supporting each other on this remarkable journey. This is Paul's Pod Podcast, signing off. God bless your heart. And remember to always seek true meaning to life and live in.